It'll be a breezy Thursday, and we're catching a little bit of a break from the steadier, heavier rain, which started that break yesterday afternoon, continued overnight, and today just a few brief showers will stream in off the Atlantic with the best chance near and south of I-10, and especially near and south of Highway 16, so southern Clay, central and southern St. John's County, Green Cove Springs, Keystone Heights, St. Augustine, Elkton to Palm Coast. That's where you're going to see the best chance for some showers today. That will still be briefly heavy in those areas, much lighter closer to I-10 and little or no rain north of I-10. It will be quite breezy and temperatures only topping at around 80 degrees as we continue to catch a nice break from what can be a very hot time of the year. Now, rain will increase later tonight, and that's thanks to an area of low pressure that will be developing and strengthening to the east of our area. Now, this system is going to be moving very near the Gulf Stream through tomorrow. It may try to take on some subtropical characteristics, but not expecting any significant development. And either way, it's really semantics as far as our own weather is concerned here in Jacksonville, the northeastern Florida. It really doesn't change the game, so to speak. We get increasing rain later tonight and tomorrow, and a very windy day tomorrow. And then the system moves into the Carolinas by Saturday. It takes all of its adverse weather with it up the coast, and we're in good shape here at home. So look for the rain to increase near and after midnight tonight and continue into tomorrow morning. There may be a rumble of thunder. Rainfall amounts look to be as much as an inch or more near the coast, a half inch near I-95, and then far less than that when you get near and west of Highway 301. But that's adding to already, in some places, more than a half foot of rain since Sunday. So another pretty decent soaking for a good part of the area, and especially if the closer you are to I-95, and particularly the intracoastal and the beaches later tonight and into tomorrow morning. And then as the system moves away tomorrow, some dry air will plunge southward and rather abruptly shut off the rain by, if not midday tomorrow, certainly in the afternoon. The sun will come out. Winds will be quite strong out of the north, gusting to 30 and 40 miles per hour at our beaches, 15 to 25 miles per hour inland. And temperatures won't get out of the 70s all day long tomorrow. Once again, really nice for this time of year. And with clearing skies tomorrow night and the dry air, we'll drop all the way down into the 50s. Yeah, it's late May, Memorial Day weekend, and you'll be able to open up the windows and let Mother Nature take care of your air conditioning. We can't say that very often this time of the year. Enjoy it while you can, obviously. Summer's just around the corner. And but this is really a nice break. And I'll tell you what, we'll be within 5 or 6 degrees of record low temperatures Saturday morning and again Sunday morning. Saturday with lots of sun, somewhat breezy west wind. Temperatures will only top out near 80 degrees, drop well down into the 50s again Saturday night. And then Sunday and Memorial Day, we will start to get some humidity back under a partly sunny sky. And there'll be just enough instability for maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm both days. But I'll tell you what, the coverage does not look to be extensive, and there'll be plenty of dry hours. Just keep an eye to the sky. Sunday's temperatures return to the low 80s, and by Memorial Day on Monday into the mid-80s, which is still a bit below average. The average high on Memorial Day is 88 degrees, so we ought to be approaching 90, and we'll be staying well below that all the way through the early part of next week. So that's some good news. That's a pretty decent weather pattern. Now, with this storm system developing offshore and increasing onshore flow, a very high rip current risk at our area beaches through tomorrow night. The best advice is to simply stay out of the water. And we will see gradual improvement over the weekend, and of course it's a holiday weekend, so we know there'll be a lot of people at the beaches. Make sure you're swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. Conditions gradually improving, but still pretty rough, especially earlier in the weekend. By the time we get to Monday, there'll be more improvement, but be extra cautious out there, no doubt. We'll likely have surf breaking at nearly double digits for a time tomorrow and tomorrow night before gradually subsiding, then Saturday and especially by Sunday and Monday. Water temperatures are into the mid to upper 70s, again flirting with a water temperature of 80 degrees, which is not uncommon as we head toward the end of May and June 1st, the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season, which, by the way, is 1 week from today on June 1st. And today, NOAA will be issuing their seasonal outlook for the tropics for the Atlantic Basin, so we'll have updates on that, obviously. Suspect it will be pretty close to Dr. Klotzbach's forecast from Colorado State University back in early April, and Dr. Klotzbach will be issuing his updated forecast next week. posted in the Burrish blog, new Burrish blog, the wet season is underway. Mentioned that yesterday. The international airport's had double its May rainfall already. Of course, courtesy of all the rain the last few days, it was very dry up to that. And there are some neighborhoods that have had 6, 8, and even 10 inches of rain since Sunday. So it's suddenly turned wet, and our wet season is officially underway. The summer outlook, which I talked about earlier this week, or actually late last week, which is calling for a wetter and warmer summer than average, which is typically hot and humid anyway. It is safe boating week, so more on that in the Burrish blog. Trees, plant a tree, help out Mother Nature and the environment. And finally, the pickleball craze, which we've been talking about all week long. I've posted the story that Maritza and I did on the pickleball craze. You can find it again in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.